Johnny Jett joins us. The website is johnnyjett.com. Good morning, Johnny. Where in the world are you today?
I am back in Los Angeles, California, where I live.
And I know you reported that it was a very busy travel weekend. There's a story in Chicago, headline, Chicago Airport see rebound in revenue. Now just 16 months after COVID grounded people in planes for more than a year, several airlines have already returned to profitability, and the number of cities served by Chicago airports is back to where it was pre-pandemic. Yesterday's TSA checkpoint numbers were huge, weren't they?
Yeah, over 2.2 million. That's the first time they crossed 2.2 since the pandemic began. So the numbers keep going up. They're going slowly, but they're going up. But, you know, in 2019, that same number was 2.7. So we still have some catching up to do.
I love the feature you have on your website, 12 things in travel you need to know today. It's a great source for information about travel. And I want to talk to you about a couple of things on your list today. First of all, the court blocked that order in Florida lifting the CDC virus rules on cruise ships. So what does this mean exactly?
You know, that's a good question. I was just reading that thinking, wow, because, you know, the title is "And Uploaded DeSantis, the Governor." Because the governor said that, first of all the cruise ships wanted to have everyone vaccinated. And the governor of Florida said, no, that's discrimination. I will fine you guys, I think he said, either $11,000 or $5,000 per passenger, which is, you know, crazy. So they sued him, and looks like they got the courts to block it. So it doesn't really matter, because some of the cruise lines have now said, you know, if you're not vaccinated, you can come on our cruise only in Florida, but you're going to have to pay for testing every day, which is or up to $150, by the way, and you're going to have proof of insurance, and you're not going to be able to go to some of the, you know, you can't go to the casino, you can't go to the spa, you can't go to some restaurants, the disco. So, you know, you really want to be vaccinated, first of all, but this looks like, you know, we'll see. I know they just had one in Florida, a cruise, where everyone on the cruise but two people were vaccinated. So it doesn't really matter. I think most people are going vaccinated.
There's a lot of concern now, again, about travel because of the variant, and especially in places where it's really spiking, Nevada, Florida, California, Missouri, Arkansas, Louisiana. And I know you still have to mask up, certainly on the airlines, on the planes, but what are you advising travelers now?
Well, the masks on the plane are not going to go away till at least September 13th, and I have a feeling that will be extended. But, you know, I live in California, I live in L.A., and they just came out yesterday where you have to wear masks now again indoors. And, you know, even when they took it away, most people still were wearing masks, so it's nothing really new. However, you know, I was supposed to be in New York and Connecticut this week, and we canceled because we have two little kids who are unvaccinated. And even though we went the month before, the numbers were down, so we felt comfortable. But now that the numbers are going back up, it's just too risky, I think, for people who are unvaccinated, especially little kids. I'm just not taking a chance with mine.
There, of course, is big trouble in European capitals with the variant. What is going to happen now with U.S. Europe travel? And the president is going to come out with something any day now on that, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. So Biden said a couple days ago that they're going to make a, you know, right now, people from the EU cannot come to America. So this is one reason why those checkpoint numbers at TSA are much lower than they were in 2019, because there's not a lot of international, including Canada, by the way, which is supposed to open now in mid-August to only vaccinated Americans. And then they'll open up to the rest of the world who are vaccinated in September. But we'll see what Biden says. I think they will open up to the EU as long as you're vaccinated or tested. I mean, everyone coming back into the U.S., even Americans, vaccinated or not, still have to provide a negative COVID test in the last 72 hours. But the U.K., just today, they opened up. So, you know, and they have really high cases. It's going to be interesting. I follow some of these I follow the former FDA chief, and you know, he says September is going to be hairy. So I'm bracing. I'm hoping for the best, but preparing for the worst.
Yep. We all are. And in the wake of all of the increased travel around here, what have you noticed? Any trends as far as ticket prices on domestic travel?
They keep going up. I mean, hotels, car rentals, they're going up unless you're going to travel in September. That's when they'll start going down, when the kids go back to school. So, or unless you go to like New York City. New York City, the hotel rates have never been lower. I'm not sure about Chicago, but I assume Chicago's the hotels are probably cheaper than 2019 as well, because mm-hmm. a lot of people don't want to go to big cities. They want to go get out, they want to go to the beach, they want to go to the woods, the parks. So that's where you're going to find a lot of people. I just spoke to my cousin yesterday in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. She's like, I can't even go to the grocery store during the week because everything's gone. I have to go right when they stock the shelves at 9 a.m. on a Monday.
Well, because everybody wants to get out in the countryside, huh?
Definitely. And, you know, that's a problem with tourist destinations, especially during the summer. And, I live in sort of one. I live in L.A., but there's so many different places to go that it's not as bad as small places like Jackson Hole. So I can feel for them.
As I mentioned, the website johnnyjet.com is a great place to start because it's so comprehensive, and whatever you're looking for, it's on the site, including some interesting stories and tips. A couple that caught my eye, Johnny. Are you wearing your travel pillow wrong? What's this all about?
Yeah, you know, my wife wrote that one. She, you know, she's on TikTok a lot, and she found an influencer who says everyone's been wearing their travel pillow wrong. You're supposed to turn it around and have it have the fluffy side on your chin, not in the back of your neck. And you know what? It totally makes sense, because I was like, I never understood why people wore, you know, first of all, why they wear their travel pillows through the airport just drives me nuts. But when they, on the plane, I've always brought, I brought them many times, and I'm like, this is not that comfortable, so I don't wear them. But unfortunately, foolish me, I've never wore it the proper way, which is, you know, putting the part down below your chin. So I'm going to have to try that.
Yeah, me too. Duly noted. Johnny travels to 20-plus countries a year normally, and I love the tips that you have to save money. And there's an app that you like that helps with public transportation. What's this called? Move It? Is that the one?
Yeah, M-O-O-V-I-T. So what I like about them, you know, you can use it all around the world. I think it's almost 200 cities in America as well. So it will tell you, like, I was just looking to go from JFK Airport to Grand Central Terminal in New York. And it will tell you all the different ways. You jump on the SkyTrain, and then you take the subway, or you can take the train. But it tells you the times that the trains are coming. It's updated. It tells you the price. You can even order a car service, ride share like Lyft or Uber. But, you know, it's one of those apps that you want to have. Obviously, Google Maps is great when you're in a city as well for, you know, walking directions or driving directions. But I like this for public transportation.
Have to check that out. Move It, M-O-O-V-I-T. Is it a free app?
It is free. And you know what? I put these in my free newsletter every week. So, and actually, I have a daily travel tip. So if you are interested in my tips, please sign up. It's free at johnnyjet.com.
Will do. Always informative and entertaining. Johnny, you have a good travel week. Talk to you again soon.
Thank you. Thank you. You too. Take care.